Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hello, hello, and happy 2019 to everyone. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and this is The Astrology Show. And tonight I'm going to be talking about 2019, fittingly enough. Sometimes I go to say 2018, but thankfully that year is behind us, and I keep hearing that from so many people. So on tonight's show, I'm going to talk about 2019 and what we can expect, and then I'm going to give each of the signs, each of the 12 signs of the zodiac, the annual forecast. So stay tuned. I'm going to cover all signs tonight. So without any further ado, I'm going to launch straight into it because there is so much to say. So just to give an overview of the year, we started off with a pretty intense solar eclipse that just happened on Saturday, January 5th. We had a very intense solar eclipse in Capricorn. If you're an earth sign, this is great news for you, Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, or any planets in earth signs. Oh, and by the way, if you don't know where your planets are besides your sun sign, go to my website and get a free chart wheel, and each week on the show you can follow along to see how the planets are affecting you at any given time. And my website is theastrologer.com/chartwheel. So 2019, we had a very intense solar eclipse in Capricorn, and that is pretty much how the year started. Oh, and of course, January 1st, we had Sun conjunct Saturn. So it's very much about, many people are thinking of their professional lives and how we're going to move forward in our profession, our career, fulfilling our aspirations and our ambitions. So with this solar eclipse in Capricorn. Now, if you're a cardinal sign or have any planets in cardinal signs, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and again, Capricorn, there could be some challenges about new opportunities or new beginnings. So just watch out for that one. And then on January 20th, we have a lunar eclipse, a very intense lunar eclipse supermoon in Leo, very early degree, very first degree of Leo. So we've got a lunar eclipse supermoon on January 20th. So this will bring a lot of intense energy, a lot of fixed energy, butting of heads perhaps. And because it's at the very first degree of Leo, if you are a fixed sign, and that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius, just take care with this energy around January 20th because it could bring people being obstinate. That's the word that sort of pops into my mind, obstinate and stubborn with their own opinions. But the good news is, let me look at this. When Uranus turns direct on Sunday, that's January the 6th, we won't have any planets that will be retrograde at that time all the way through February. And then, of course, in March, on March 5th, we have Mercury retrograde. So all the way through January 6th through March 6th, we will not have any retrograde planets. And so this just means that the obstacles are less and we don't have to go back and redo things. So we've got all of us have a little bit of a reprieve, most of January and all of February. So what else have we got going on this year? Because I'm continuing with the overview. I'm looking here in my calendar and it says here that, here's some positive, more positive news. January really does start off quite well for many of us. And I think it could also be that, 2018 was so tough for so many people, especially the fixed signs. And again, that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Had a particularly tough year, 2018. And so 2019 is sort of a year of hope and new beginnings and new starts, and we can all start to move ahead and move forward with our ambitions. And then we have, we've got a Venus-Jupiter conjunction, and it looks like that's happening it's happening around the same time as the lunar eclipse, if I'm looking at this correctly. So we've got Venus and Jupiter happening, forming a conjunction on January 22nd. It's a very auspicious energy for love and money, and that's more so if you are a cardinal sign, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So I keep mentioning Capricorn a lot. There's a lot of Capricorn energy going on at the moment. So Capricorn is going through a lot of change and transition and transformation, which has been going on for the past few years. So if there's one sign that's really been dealing with a lot, it would have to be Capricorn. And then on January 31st, we've got Taskmaster Saturn forming an opportunistic sextile to Neptune, the planet of insight and intuition. So this is basically, again, it's like making dreams a reality when these two energies come together. So January, there's a lot going on, and it looks like it's a very positive energy. I'm now looking at February. February does have some quite volatile and explosive energies from Mars and Pluto in particular, and also Uranus. So around February 12th, we've got Mars coming together with Uranus. It's basically a volcano that's going to erupt. And that's happening in the very late degrees of the fire sign. So if you are a fire sign, fire signs are always people that are on the go, always on the move, looking for adventure and excitement. But February might bring a little bit too much excitement. So just be careful, make sure that reason gets the better of us. But that doesn't sound right, but I think you know what I mean by that. And then, of course, in March, we've got Uranus finally settling down in Taurus, which it visited briefly through the summer of 2018, and it did cause a lot of havoc, and it brought a lot of upheaval, especially in the financial sector. So it's sort of like, with Uranus settling down in Taurus in March for the next few years, it will be very much about focus on environmental concerns and also the financial markets, which we have been witnessing so far. There's been quite a few dips and, downward direction, which is not what anybody really wants. We also have Jupiter will continue its transit through Sagittarius, so this brings a lot of hope and optimism. But if you're a mutable sign, and that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, which is not so bad in this case, and Pisces, be careful of excess this year when Jupiter will be forming, a tough angle to these signs. So it's very much about, just be careful with that, because it could just be mean too much of a good thing. So I'm looking here through the calendar, and I see that there's a solar eclipse in Cancer in July. And so, we had a solar eclipse 2018 in Cancer, and that was in July as well. And so once again, we're having another solar eclipse in Cancer, and that's July 2nd. And so that's a focus on or new beginnings around home and family, even financial affairs, and anything that we nurture or take care of. It looks like there could be new beginnings again. So the same time as 2018, it's happening again in 2019. Also in July, I'm seeing here that we've got Mars forming a square to Uranus. And so this is very much volatile energy once again. And it's, of course, happening in July, which is the month of the eclipses, because the lunar eclipse it falls on July 16th, and that's in Capricorn. So again, as I said before, Capricorn has been very much the center of things, for better or worse, when it comes to these planetary activities. And it continues throughout 2019. With this lunar eclipse, full moon, July 16th in Capricorn. So things might come to a head for Capricorn or anybody that has planets in Capricorn. And then looking at the end of the year, we've got, November, it's a key month for consolidating any sort of positive progress throughout the year, because we've got yet another Saturn-Neptune sextile, same one that's happening on January 31st. And another Venus-Jupiter conjunction that also happens January 22nd. Both these very positive, beneficial influences are happening again in November. So it's like anything positive that's coming about this month in January, it looks like there's going to be a repeat in November. So just be aware of that, because it's like, we get a double dose of something really good coming. And then we've got Jupiter arriving in Capricorn in December. That's December 2nd. So Jupiter in Capricorn is going to be really interesting, because it's going to be connecting with Saturn and Pluto. So there's a lot of change and transformation coming for many of us, and especially January 2020. In all the readings I've been doing lately, I'm talking a lot about January 2020. This is the time for huge change. And when Saturn and Pluto come together, it's like a big government. It's big government, big corporations. It's the change of structure. It's the change of how things have been done. And Capricorn being a cardinal sign is very much about new beginnings and trend setting and, aspirations and ambitions, as I mentioned before. But it's like all this positive energy of 2019 is going to be put to very good use January 2020, when these, quite a few of the planets line up in Capricorn and come together. So basically with Jupiter arriving in Capricorn, it's very much a time to sort of turn idealistic dreams into realities, because you've got the morphing here of, Jupiter's optimism with Capricorn's, know-how and realistic approach. So that's what we've got to look forward to this year. A lot of positive energy, not as nearly as turbulent or volatile as 2018. Was, that was for sure. It's funny to say was, because I've been so stuck in the 2018 that finally we're here with a brand new year and new beginnings for all of us, especially with a really good start to the year. January, February, no retrograde planets. And of course, you know, it was always good, and it's never too late to have your New Year's resolutions, because using the energy of January 1st with the Sun conjuncting Saturn, it's very much about thinking through for the long term, making decisions for the long term, for our long term future. And then, of course, with Uranus turning direct, finally, it's been retrograde since August, and especially if you were born very late in the fire signs, and that's Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, this is good news, because there might be some unexpected or sudden opportunities coming your way when Uranus turns direct, or actually it has turned direct. I'm getting my days mixed up. It turned direct yesterday. So it's like, the energy will take time to sort of build up, but now it's sort of like now things can just flow, you know, like we're not waiting for the other shoe to drop in not such a great way. So this is very good news. January's a great month to just get kick-started for the year, and it can only get better from here, of course. Now I'm going to go through each sign of the zodiac and the forecast for every sign on tonight's show, and I'm just whizzing through my calendar here. Oh yes, I knew I was forgetting something. Those dreaded Mercury retrogrades. But there's going to be three this year, and there always are. But you know, I'll give you the dates after the break. So stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi there, and welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets in 2019 and what we can all expect. Oh, before I do that, before I jump straight in, before the break, I mentioned we have three Mercury retrogrades, which is how often Mercury is retrograde per year, three times approximately for 3 weeks each time. So we can be expecting the first one in March, then July and November. And of course, Mercury retrograde always means take caution with communication, travel plans, and purchasing electronic equipment. Now, Mercury retrogrades are very good periods for reviewing, renewing, recycling. Anything that starts with an RE is a great use of the Mercury retrograde energy. Now, jumping straight in and what each sign can expect for 2019. So if you're in Aries, the good news is that 2019 started off really well because your ruling planet Mars entered your own sign on New Year's Eve. So you could hardly wish for a more positive and energetic start to the year. So this energy is very adventurous and probably keen, you know, you've been keen to see new horizons and what's out there for you. So it's a very pioneering energy, and it will it's a good way to set the year or start the year. So this is an energy where it's like you want to take every opportunity to say yes to possibilities. Even if this scares you, step out of your comfort zone this year and say yes to everything within the law or within reason. So be open to learning new things, Aries, whether that's returning to school or a work-based training course or any sort of new qualification, because there'll be a lot of personal satisfaction around that. Be careful in the early spring when Mars conjuncts Uranus, and that's in your sign, and that's on February 13th, so around mid-February, be very careful. It's a very volatile energy. You may find at that time, you know, lacking in self-control or some sort of inability to process your own anger, which, you know, for Aries, fire sign, you know, head first, headstrong type of thing. So, you know, something could land you in trouble if you don't curb that temper or aggression. And then we've got Chiron moving into Aries, finally in late February. So great healing becomes possible, but the process could be painful with the energy of Chiron. So be sure to surround yourself with people you trust this year, and don't be afraid to let your emotions show. And then during the summer and fall, love and career issues are dominant. There's an Aries full moon in mid-October, and so that's a chance to review how far you've come throughout the year in terms of personal and spiritual growth. And then when Jupiter conjuncts Venus in your adventure zone at the end of November, you'll understand the journey you've been on throughout 2019. And strange coincidences may well start to make more sense. And I say coincidences lightly in this instance. If you are a Taurus, for you, 2019 energies are about rediscovering how to put yourself first. So this might involve cutting back on your commitments to others and being a little more selfish than you'd like. Early indications come around mid-February with that tense and volatile Mars-Uranus conjunction, and that happens in your spiritual zone. So that could bring about a crisis of faith in some way. But there are three squares between Jupiter and Neptune, and that's throughout 2019. And so there'll be one in January, June, and September, and that they will highlight situations where you have given and given, but neither your resources nor your time have been appreciated or returned to you. So just pay attention to that. And then when Warrior Mars enters your own sign in February, he urges you to look after your own interests. Now, just remember, February is a very volatile month. Mid-February is a very volatile time for many of us. So some of those taking advantage of you might be your own family this year, and that lunar eclipse on January 20th might bring something to a head, which has been going on throughout 2018. And then when Mercury turns retrograde in July, you may have to face these matters head on. But fortunately, Uranus will settle in your sign in early March for the next 6 to 7 years. So it will bring you the power to reinvent yourself and to choose your own path through these difficulties. Because, you know, what they say, difficulties are really... No, I can't even remember what they say about difficulties. I'm blanking on it. But, oh, learning and growth. Learning and growth. Oh, I had a quick, my mind blanked there on that, and for good reason. So this is the growth opportunity, and I know it's sort of like there's going to be some eye rolling out there. This growth opportunity is how we should really, you know, face our difficulties and challenges. So 2019 brings tremendously positive energy for Taurus and allows you to surprise yourself and others with this influence of Uranus, planet of the unpredictable. And then there's a new moon in your sign, Taurus, early May, that will further boost your positivity. And then midwinter, you know, it's when Jupiter arrives in your expansion zone and you find yourself free to travel and learn and grow and broaden your horizons as you approach 2020. Next up, we have Gemini. And so Gemini for 2019. So 2019's energies for you support, let's say, introspection and reflection. It's a good year for taking stock of where you are, and spiritual and philosophical vibes swirl around you throughout the year, allowing for a lot of spiritual and personal growth. Now, what did I just say about personal growth? So that might be disguised as challenges that you will need to overcome, but, of course, all in the name of personal growth. But it can be sort of vague for you with this influence of Neptune forming a challenging square to the sign of Gemini once again throughout 2019. So just be careful that it could be – just be careful and sort of 2 feet on the ground, be grounded, because it could be easy for you, Gemini, to lose your way at times. having 2 feet on the ground, feeling stable, solid, steady will be really important. And then when Uranus arrives in your spiritual zone in early March, you might feel the need to question your long-held beliefs and values, and things might start to change in unexpected ways for you. You know, what you thought was true, that might change. You might also be driven by strong humanitarian urges, so you might want to do good in society and help others. But also there's a strong sense of privacy with this energy for 2019 for Gemini. So you might be careful on social media. Don't, you know, sort of expose too much of yourself. And you might be happier working behind the scenes or even donating anonymously to good causes rather than being front and centre and leading the charge. There's a new moon in your sign, Gemini, in early June. It's your annual new moon, so it's a time for new beginnings and changes for you. So it's time to reset your image or redefine your boundaries, whatever that might be. And then with the Mars squaring Uranus in July, problems with your privacy may come to a head at that time. So again, just watch out for social media during the summertime. And then at the end of the year, Jupiter arrives in your psychology zone and you'll start to feel more optimistic and back in control once again. Cancer, for you for 2019, if there is a key lesson to learn this year, it's to not be too rigid in your expectations of others, but really of yourself. And, you know, there's a lot going on for your sign. You've got two of the heaviest hitters, Saturn and Pluto, standing opposed, which means other people in your life are standing opposite you. They're standing opposed. You might not feel so aligned. with the people that you're closest to. And that's really, that's a big red flag, because Cancer really needs to feel connected to those that they care about. So there could be several surprises in store across different aspects of your life. So it's important that you're open to change and willing to embrace new ways of being, which shouldn't be too difficult for your sign, because Cancer is a cardinal sign and they're the initiators or new starters, or they're the ones that sort of lead the charge. So it should be easy to, or easier than the other signs, to sort of, make the changes where they're needed throughout your life. But the first quarter, the first few months of 2019 might feel a little bit unsettling, and that's because Uranus, rebel planet Uranus, it hunkers down in your objective zone. So don't be surprised if you suddenly feel that you've been heading in the wrong direction. And there's nothing wrong with changing your path. It's never too late. And that might be some karmic lessons that you're learning through other people this year, through Saturn and Pluto. It's like you might feel that someone else is pulling the strings, or someone else is throwing their weight around. And it's better to, you know, follow the rules this year than sort of go your own way. Yes, this is a year for change and transformation for Cancer, but it's very much about also, you know, setting your own course while sticking within the rules. And then Mercury will turn retrograde in your psychology zone in March. So this is an influence which will prompt you to question and second guess yourself. So the key here is to use this as a positive opportunity, maybe for therapy and self-acceptance, rather than punish yourself for what you see as your past mistakes. And for you, Cancer, it's very important to overcome how you feel about yourself through, you know, with past mistakes. Cancer likes to hold on to the past, cling to the past more than the other signs. So it's important that you know this about yourself, so then you can sort of set yourself free to be able to move forward. And then during the spring, it's an ideal time to pay attention to your dreams, your higher consciousness, your gut instincts, your very intuitive sign. So always follow your gut instincts with anything in your life. So the first half of 2019 is a period of rediscovery and adjustment. And so you shift from where you thought you were headed into a new direction. And then once Mars arrives in your sign in mid-May, you'll start to feel more in control of any situation that you've previously had to deal with. And then, of course, a solar eclipse in your sign in July is, you know, the icing on the cake. It's like you'll feel like a new person altogether. You've had to go through the trials and tribulations, the past couple of years, but you can look at this second half of November as things, or even like the end of 2019, as things are finally behind you. Leo, your head is filled with major plans for 2019. But in order to achieve any of your ambitions, you need to be fit and healthy. So as the year gets underway, your health is a major focus. So a solar eclipse in your health zone, which we just had on January 5th, may bring an unpleasant shock. Something that might have gone on previously, but something that's been hanging around. But consider this a blessing in disguise. It may be the wake-up call you need to take much better care of yourself during 2019. And then once bountiful Jupiter moves into your health zone in early December, your efforts of 2019 will start to pay off, and you will see a noticeable improvement in your health and well-being. The more work you put in, the better off you're going to feel. So start positive habits early and don't give up on them. You're a fixed sign, and so I have faith, Leo, that you can see it through. And then your personal spirituality and philosophy is undergoing a change this year as well. Mid-February, you might find your beliefs challenged during the intense Mars-Uranus conjunction. And then a few months later, in early July, solar eclipse in your spirituality zone will prompt you to reevaluate what you believe or to start down a fresh path of belief. So keep learning and don't be afraid to change your mind seems to be the key word here for a few of the signs. And then watch out for a connection to your family history, Leo, and that's in November when Mercury turns retrograde in your family zone. There might be some fascinating secrets to be uncovered, which will give you a deeper sense of who you truly are, and understanding your roots and where you come from will be important at the end of the year. Next up, we've got Virgo. 2019 for you will be defined by your learning to both expand your horizons and live within your boundaries. Yes, that is contradictory, but surprisingly it's not. So by coming to terms with your abilities and your inherent gifts, you'll be able to use those talents better to expand your world instead of chasing after castles in the air. So expect this process to get underway in late January when the lunar eclipse on the 20th prompts you to examine how you can be best of service to the world. And so the answers will come thick and fast during the full moon in your own sign later in February. And then that's when you'll realize how much you have to offer, Virgo. And then rebel planet Uranus takes up residence in your travel zone in early March. So you might have some itchy feet. That will be a key feature of spring 2019 travel, might have the travel bug, and as well as physical travel, you want to expand your mind. So maybe this would be a great time to take up a new educational opportunity, maybe in areas you've identified as being your strongest potential. So all this activity is leading towards a brand new personal project or ambition. So that will clarify in late August with your annual new moon. So just think new moon, new you. And then along the way, watch out for some friction between your family and your in-laws. That's January, June, September, when difficult squares are happening between Jupiter and Neptune. So it might make it hard to tell who is on whose side. But overall, you know, with Venus and expansive Jupiter coming together, it's a really nice time, 2019. For many of us, but also when we're feeling quite hopeful and optimistic and expansive. And then, you know, with regards to your love life, it's a good time to sort of rekindle the spark in an existing relationship or find a brand new and intensely exciting one. So the solar eclipse 2019, Virgo, for you started out with a solar eclipse in your passion zone. So that sets the tone of the year. So you'll want to find out what you're missing. So just be aware of that. So it's time to sort of make or break this year with when it comes to your love life. Next up, we have Libra. And so during 2019, your image and what other people think of you will be very important to you, which it typically is, but more so this year, Libra. And of course, maybe a little too important. And so from the very beginning of the year, following this solar eclipse that we just had on Saturday, your family might be at loggerheads over a decision you make. So you need to be fair but firm in your family leadership. And you're acting for the right reasons. So don't sort of sway and change your mind, which sometimes you do. The family will have to get on board. All right, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hi there, and welcome back to the Astrology Show. And on tonight's show, I'm talking about what all the signs can expect for 2019. And just before the break, I was just talking to Libra about what to expect following a lunar eclipse that's going to happen January 20th. And this is all about friends and wider society. And making decisions about what you think really counts and not being swayed and influenced by others. And then also during the spring, there's 2 consecutive full moons in Libra, which is unusual. So in other words, we're going to have a full moon in Libra at the end of March and again at the end of April. So that tells me that you're reassessing who you are this year, and it's important that you protect yourself and that you're not and sort of learning how to project yourself. But don't be surprised if other people feel maybe threatened by your newfound confidence and your individuality. And it might not be until late September when there's your annual new moon in Libra when all the fuss dies down. And then at the end of the year, we've got Jupiter moving into your family zone, and it starts in December throughout 2020. And so that's a really optimistic energy around any sort of family matters. And I know many Librans have been going through some family issues that will certainly settle down before we roll into 2020. And then what else? Oh, December we've got here, there's a really nice Jupiter-Uranus trine that's also influencing the family, helping bring the family together, healing any past issues, which is a really nice time of year for that to happen as well. And then there's a solar eclipse in late December, again, setting a new path for 2020 for Libra. Next up, we've got Scorpio. And 2019 looks to be a transformative year for you intellectually. So planetary activity this year focuses on learning, teaching, mentoring, and community involvement. And so this is your year to share what you know and to find out more about what you don't know. And that all started with the solar eclipse that we had on the weekend, and that occurred in your learning zone. So this will also happen again, be mirrored actually the last week of 2019. So the distance you will travel mentally or physically between these 2 dates will be absolutely incredible. So make every effort to expand your mind, Scorpio, and to take up new learning opportunities. Even if you befriend someone who would benefit from your experience and help them to learn their own lessons too. Now, there's a full moon in your own sign in May, and that gives you the confidence in how much you have to offer. And then there's a solar eclipse in your philosophy zone in early July, which proves to you that your knowledge and wisdom is needed in the world. Oh, and then we've got Mars, your co-ruler, moving into your own sign in mid-November. And then you'll realize that your passion lies in teaching in some way or helping. And then soon after, Jupiter, the planet of growth and expansion, shifts into your learning zone, reinforcing all that you have learned in 2019 and setting the scene for further growth to come. So that sounds pretty good. And then what else have we got here for Scorpio? Oh, here we go. And then a delightful Jupiter-Uranus trine in mid-December also highlights the links between communication, education, and your closest relationship. So if you are single, someone you meet at that time in a learning environment could well prove significant. So just keep that in mind. Next up, we have Sagittarius. And 2019 is largely a happy-go-lucky year for you, Sagittarius, and that's because your ruling planet, bountiful Jupiter, is in your own sign for most of the year, only leaving in early December, and that is going to help to bring abundance into your money zone when it does leave in December. So 2019 and 2020, great years for you overall. So with any sort of pleasant development in your love life and interesting times ahead at work, this is definitely a red letter year. And so the full moon, full moon lunar eclipse on the 20th promises recognition for you in some sort of way. So expect plenty of praise and attention right from the very beginning. But there will be times, however, that the year may seem just a little bit too full on, and that could be January, June and September in particular, might be especially exhausting, and that's when Jupiter challenges Neptune. So make your home as comfortable as possible and a place where you can have your own sacred space and retreat into any sort of meditation or peaceful type of sanctuary. And then there could be some family demands that are likely to grow during the year as well. But it's important that you have trusted people around you. And then in July, your beliefs or philosophies may be challenged. You do talk a good talk, Sagittarius, but are you actually walking the walk? So think about that mid-year. And then, of course, with Mercury retrograde in your philosophy zone in July, be prepared to take practical steps to back up your inner convictions. And then towards the end of November, a new moon in your own sign signals that you're ready to emerge from any challenge, probably with a new and more mature understanding of the world and your place in it. So there you have it. Next up, we've got Capricorn, who I talked a lot about. There's so much going on for Capricorn. There has been and there continues to be. So 2019 is said to be a year when your creative boundaries are pushed further than you ever knew possible. And you're probably thinking, what does that mean? Well, for you, Capricorn, there's tremendous growth ahead for your creative talents and for your spirituality, all against a backdrop of steady progression in both your love life and your work. So, of course, we just had this solar eclipse in your sign, so that prompted you, is prompting you to ask deep questions about who you really are. With so much you've been through out of all the signs, this is really about digging deep or looking within. So determine Mars is in your history zone from the start of the year through late winter, spring in the Northern Hemisphere. Excellent times for exploring your own identity and image. There is also a conjunction between Venus and Jupiter, and that happens in your intuition zone. So it's like anything that's creative, it's sort of like you're channeling at this time. Always watch out for misunderstandings and miscommunications with that Mercury retrograde, January, June and September. Just be aware of that. And then be sure to set boundaries at that time as well. And then in early December, expansive Jupiter shifts into your own sign, bringing a huge burst of creativity, warmth, generosity of spirit and optimism. And then the stunning trine between Jupiter and Uranus in mid-December highlights another enormous surge of creativity. So December looks to be a great month for everyone, but especially you, Capricorn. And then, of course, there's a second solar eclipse, and it's in your sign in December. And that occurs the very last week of the year. And so then you could measure your progress. But December looks to be a great month for Capricorn. Next up, we have Aquarius. And with Aquarius, the planetary activity in 2019 focuses on your spirituality and the part you play in your community and wider society. So the energies this year are all about deepening your faith and opening your consciousness. And it kick-started with the solar eclipse in your spiritual zone, and that happened on the weekend. And then there's another matching solar eclipse the last week of 2019. So that will show you where you started and where you're going to end the year. It's very telling. So Aquarius, throughout the spring, you'll be questioning society, questioning your own values. So your intentions are pure and you want to learn and to grow, but don't be surprised if others find you troublesome at this time, especially in February around that very volatile Mars-Uranus conjunction. It might be difficult for you to get your message across and may spark some anger in other people. But once Uranus shifts into your family and past zone in early March, you may also start to question your roots and to research your past more thoroughly than you have done so far. It could be unsettling, but hang in there. You have so much to gain through this transition. And so Uranus transiting your family zone may also manifest in some shocks and surprises for the home this year. Maybe new arrivals or a change of residence for Aquarius. And then, of course, December is great for everyone, but there's a very nice Jupiter-Uranus trine, Uranus being your ruling planet. That's happening mid-December. That also links you to your family and finding your higher purpose. So there you have it for Aquarius. And finally, we have sweet Pisces. What's going on for you in 2019? You have been so patient. You're a very sensitive water sign. Your well-being is significantly influenced by the company you keep. I can't stress that enough. And perhaps you've been surrounding yourself with the wrong kind of people. So the solar eclipse that we've just had on the weekend fell in your friendship zone. And so you might reach a crisis point or a sudden shock, which helps to clarify in your mind what needs to be done. And then on the 20th of January, there's a lunar eclipse in your health zone. So that urges you to focus on your mental health. So don't hesitate to walk away from those who drain you. And then once Uranus, the rebel planet, settles in your neighborhood zone in March, you'll find it easy to pick and choose who you spend your time with. Now, the new moon in Pisces is also in early March, your annual new moon, which means your annual new year, helps you to put yourself first and to recognize those who are truly on your side. So with Mercury retrograde in your sign at this time in March, so around your birthday, it's going to be a very busy time for you. You may find it awkward at first to say no to people, which you typically do generally anyway, but it will quickly become second nature. So it's like the more you can say no, the easier it will become, which is very difficult for your sign. So Pisces, spend the year surrounding yourself with those who love you and those who are on the same wavelength as you. And then once Jupiter, planet of hope, luck, optimism, arrives in your friendship zone in early December, many new faces will come into your orbit and new friendships will bring you great joy. So it's like cut the ties with those friends that are no longer, the friendships are no longer working for you. There's not enough give or take. It might feel like it's just take, take, take. Just know as hard as it is to let people go, you're opening up the door or the way for new friends to come to you. So there could also be, throughout 2019, there could be a mentor-like figure waiting for you as well, and that might come about at the end of the year. So I have to say, be stricter with the company you choose, and that will enable your own identity to flourish as well. And that will happen so fast, you won't even realize it. And then when it comes to your love life in 2019, Pisces, it's a relatively quiet year for you. Neptune, the planet of romance, is still in your sign. So that just adds more of a dreamy quality, you know, to your already romantic and sensitive nature. So there's a full moon actually in your romance zone in late February. So it's an excellent time, maybe for a second honeymoon. Who knows? Anyway, that's it for me. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. Thank you for joining me, and be sure to tune in next week.